Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on AM 580, where you can also listen online at will.uiuc.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report, sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning. Tom Rogers, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Here are the opening prices from Kansas City on the Board of Trade. May wheat opened at 424. That was up 1.5 on the open of open outcry trading. The July wheat contract today, 437 on the open, up 5.5. In Chicago on the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 350, up 3.75. The July contract, 360.75, up 2.25. September, 374, up 2.5 cents. December wheat opened at 391.5, up 3, and the March wheat contract for next year at 406.5, up 2 on the open of trade at about 9:30 this morning, about 20 minutes ago. May corn opened at 239.25, up 1 cent. July, 250.25, up 1.25. September corn opened up 1.5 at 260.25. December at 273.5 on the open, up 1.75. March corn at 281.5, up 3/4. And May of 07 corn opened at 286.5, up 1. May oats opened at 189 a bushel, up 3/4 of a cent. July at 190, down 1/2. On the soybean contracts today, the May opened at 589.5, up 2.25 cents. July at 603, up 2. August 609, up 2.5. September beans opened at 614, up 2. November 624.5, up 3.75 cents. The January at 632, up 5. And March of 07 beans opened up 8 cents at 638. May soybean meal opened at 175.50, up 260. The July contract 175.70, up 2 even. May soybean oil at 25.55 on the open, up a penny. July at 25.85, up 13. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, May feeder cattle opened at 125 cents, down 27.5 cents on the open. August opened at 101.90, down 17.5. September feeders 101.50, unchanged. June live cattle opened up 20 on the open at 73.70. August at 75.65, up 10. May lean hogs open at 68.30, up 67.5. The June contract 67.65, up 65. July lean hogs 68.25, unchanged. And August at 66.90 on the open, up 20. May pork bellies at 88.57.5 on the open. That was unchanged. And July opened at 87 even, down 17.5 cents.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Looking outside the commodity exchange and the mercantile exchange today, the gold contract, a lot of people are watching today, is currently for June at 680 or 661.80. That's up 7.30. May silver is at 13.92 an ounce, up 41. June is at, that's settled. It's not trading right now. On the New York Exchange, crude oil for June is trading at $72.15 a barrel, up 27 cents. The CRB index is at $352.07, up 2.18. The dollar index is at $85.74, down 37. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 11.409. That's up 42 points. The S&P 500 is at 13.14. That's up 3. The NASDAQ is down by a fraction at 23.22. Joining us now to take a look at the trade on the Board of Trade as we start this week of trading is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Commodities. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Tom.
We saw an open continuation of a higher trade from late last week on the Board of Trade, and people are looking at that outside market.
Yeah, we're seeing another strong performance by the outside market. Crude oil is up over 80 cents. Gold's up $7 and silver up over 30 cents, continue to see some pretty good sizable returns on investors who have bought the market in general here. So there's some optimism that the outside markets could continue to stay firm here for a while as the trend remains higher and
How really does that affect the commodities?
Well, what's happening is, and it's more true than it has been in the past, is you've got people who are investing money in commodities or other investments, and they've got some pretty good returns. And these are fairly sophisticated investors, and they want to not keep their eggs all in one basket. So what they do is they look at other markets to put their funds into, and when you look at some other markets that really haven't really screamed to the upside, such as the metals or the energies, grains is one of them. And so they like to dibble and dally and stretch money around. And so therefore, the corn and bean and wheat markets, soybean oil markets, have been enjoying the benefit of this extra money coming into the marketplace.
But that isn't the only factor today. Some people say that people are looking at weather and plantings.
Could be, yeah. What we've seen is some fairly rapid planting progress for corn. So ideas are we're going to get the corn acres in the ground, and there's no real weather threat right now, for say. So that might keep a lid on corn values and support the bean values. And the idea, well, maybe we were a little too high on bean estimates here this winter, and so therefore function of the market is probably see corn sort of drift here, and maybe the beans probably maintain some value here over the short term. But seasonally, as a producer, and you got to look at the market two different ways. As a producer, these are fairly good levels to be a seller. As an investor, though, however, the trend is up, the momentum is up, but that can change in just a matter of a few seconds. So it's a tough market to play in here, especially if you're trying to trade both sides.
How about the technical picture today?
Well, the momentum's up. Corn's back to an area here. We're starting to run in some downtrend resistance areas. Old crop July corn futures here at this 250, 255 area is technically going to be a barrier to try to poke through. If you can poke above those recent highs there at 55, you can get something going. D's corn back towards the 75 area, same type of story. Bean-wise, if you're a technician and you measure back up to the recent high, the 609, 610 area is 50% back up, 62% is 618, so I would look for those areas in the old crop beans to hold here for now.
So as a producer, how long would you want to ride this increase?
Well, that's the gut-wrenching art of marketing grain. And we've been basically taking a conservative approach and scaling into as we've been going here and sort of spreading out over time. Then our biggest play here this winter is buying a put option. You can buy a put a floor under it, and leave your upside open. The most you will be at risk is what you pay for that put. And that being said is we'll probably convert those put option purchases to cash sales at some point in time here if the market continues to rally higher.
Anything else to add today?
Well, it's going to be a choppy market. It'll be interesting to see what type of meat slaughter estimates really come true here this afternoon. We're having some rallies nationwide on this immigration issue.
Right.
A lot of these packing plants hire those type of people, so it'll be interesting to see if much work gets done.
All right. Thanks for your time today, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel. Kurt Kimmel is with Grainfield Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Let's go back to the Board of Trade right now to see how the current tick is. Start with Kansas City. May wheat is at 4.32¢. That's up 2¾ at the moment. Latest tick on the Chicago Board of Trade. May wheat is at 3.51, up 4¾. July 3.62¼, up 3¾. May corn is at 2.38¢, up 1/4. And corn showing a little bit of weakness as we move into the trading day. July is at 2.48¾, down 1/4 now. September is unchanged, 2.59¾. December, 2.72¼, up 1/2. May soybeans are at 5.93 a bushel, up 5¾. July at 6.06, up 5. August at 6.13, up 6½. And November beans at 6.26, up 5¼. May soybean meal, 175.90, up 3. May oil at 25.68, up 14. On the Merck, May feeder cattle are at 100 even. That's down 52½¢. Lean hogs for May are at 68.30, up 32½. And once again on the Wall Street, the Dow is up 42 points almost now at 11,409. The S&P up 3 at 13,14. And the NASDAQ is up again about 2 points at 23,24. It's approaching 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and you're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers, and for Dave Dickey today. And our forecast comes from AM580's Mike Sola. He says we're going to see a lot of clouds today, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more numerous this afternoon. There's a slight chance of severe weather today, too. The highs ranging from 60 in northern Illinois to 75 in far southern Illinois. Tonight in the west, mostly cloudy. They're becoming partly cloudy, actually, in western Illinois. Elsewhere, though, still mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms diminishing in coverage overnight. And lows ranging from 48 in northwest Illinois to 58 in southern Indiana. For tomorrow, partly sunny in western Illinois. In the remainder of the two-state area, mostly cloudy, some lingering showers, then becoming partly sunny. Still in central and eastern Indiana, some clouds and scattered showers or thunderstorms throughout the day. And highs ranging tomorrow from 63 degrees in far northern Indiana to near 80 degrees in far southwestern Illinois. Right now on Friends Plaza, rather dark and overcast, 56 degrees, and it's 10 o'clock Central Time.